चेतसा प्रियस्तैस्तैर उपनमेत प्रेमशील स्वयंपति बिब्रयत सर्वकर्माणि पत्न्या उच्च वचनी च एक्सेप्टिंग हर हस्बैंड एज द रिप्रेजेंटेटिव ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सन अ वाइफ शुड वर्शिप हिम विद अनअलॉयड डिवोशन बाय ऑफरिंग हिम प्रसाद द हस्बैंड बीइंग वेरी प्लीज्ड विद हिज वाइफ शुड एंगेज हिमसेल्फ इन द अफेयर्स ऑफ हिज फैमिली परपोर्ट द फैमिली रिलेशनशिप ऑफ हस्बैंड एंड वाइफ शुड बी एस्टैब्लिश्ड स्पिरिचुअली अकॉर्डिंग टू द प्रोसेस मेंशन्ड अबव नेक्स्ट कृतम एकात्रनापि दंपत्यर उभयोरपि पत्न्यं कुर्यत अनार्यं पतिर एत समाहित दिस वॉज द वर्स विच वॉज कवर्ड यस्टरडे बिटवीन द हस्बैंड एंड द वाइफ वन पर्सन इज सफिशियंट टू एक्सिक्यूट दिस डिवोशनल प्रोसेस बिकॉज ऑफ देयर गुड रिलेशनशिप बोथ ऑफ देम विल एंजॉय द रिजल्ट देयरफॉर द वाइफ इज अनेबल टू एक्सिक्यूट दिस प्रोसेस द हस्बैंड शुड केयरफुली डू सो एंड द फेथफुल वाइफ विल शेयर द रिजल्ट Purport. The relationship between husband and wife is firmly established when the wife is faithful and the husband is sincere. Then even if the wife, being weaker, is unable to execute devotional service with her husband, if she is chaste and sincere, she also shares half of her husband's activities. Next verse. Vishnor vratam idam vibran na vinate kadanchanam vipran striyo viryavat sraganda bali mandanai अर्चेद अहर अहर भक्त्या देवम नियमम आस्थित उदवास्य देवम स्वधामनी तन्निवेदितम अग्रत अद्याद आत्म विशुद्धि अर्थम सर्व काम समृद्धे ट्रांसलेशन वन शुड एक्सेप्ट दिस विष्णु व्रत विच इज अ वाव इन डिवोशनल सर्विस शुड नॉट डिविएट फ्रॉम इट्स एक्सिक्यूशन टू एंगेज इन एनीथिंग एल्स बाय ऑफरिंग द रेमिनेंट्स ऑफ प्रसाद फ्लावर गार्लैंड्स सैंडलवुड पल्प एंड ऑर्नामेंट्स वन शुड डेली वर्शिप द ब्राह्मणस एंड वर्शिप Women who peacefully live with their husbands and children. Every day the wife must continue following the regulative principles to worship Lord Vishnu with great devotion. Therefore Lord Vishnu should be laid in his bed and then one should take prasad. In this way the husband and the wife will be purified and they will have all their desires fulfilled. Next verse. Etana puja vidhina masan dvadash hayamanan nitva to paramet sadvi kartike charame hani The chaste wife must perform such devotional service continuously for 1 year. After 1 year passes, she should fast on the full moon day in the month of Kartik, October, November. Shivabhukteja upashraya krishnam abhyachara purvat payashritena juvacharuna sahas prasya paka yagya vidhanena dvadash vahuti patihi On the morning of the next day, one should wash oneself After worshipping Krishna as before, one should cook as one cooks for festivals as stated in Griha Sutras. Sweet rice should be cooked with ghee. And with this preparation, the husband should offer oblations to the fire 12 times. Thereafter, he should satisfy the brahmanas. When the satisfied brahmanas bestow their blessings, he should devoutly offer them respectful obeisances with his head. And with their permission, he should take prasad. Before taking his meal, the husband must first seat the acharya comfortably, along with his relatives and friends, should control his speech and offer prasad to the guru. Then the wife should eat the remnants of the oblation of sweet rice cooked with ghee. Eating the remnants ensures a learned, devoted son and all good fortune. And now we come to today's verse. एता चरित्वा विधिवत् व्रतं विभोर् अभीप्सितार्थं लभते पुमानिह स्त्री चैतदास्ताय लभते सौभाग्यम् श्रियं प्रजां जीवपतिं यशो गृहम् एता चरित्वा विधिवत् व्रतं विभो अभीप्सितार्थं लभते पुमानिह स्त्री चैतदास्ताय लभते सौभाग्यम् श्रियं प्रजां जीवपतिं यशो गृहम् चरित्वाद् विधिवत् व्रतं विभो अभीप्सितार्थं लभते पुमानिह स्त्रीचैतदास्ताय लभते स्वभागम् श्रियं प्रजां जीवपतिं यशो गृहम् This charitva performing vidhivat according to the injunctions of shastra vratam vow vibho from the Lord abhipsita desired artham object labhate gets Puman, a man. Iha, in this life. Stri, a woman. Cha, and. Etat, this. Asthaya, performing. Labheta, can get. Saubhagam, good fortune. Shriyam, opulence. Prajam, progeny, jivapatim, a husband with a long duration of life, yasha, good reputation, griham, home. translation purport by His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada. If this vow or ritualistic ceremony is observed according to the description of Shastra, even in this life a man will be able to achieve all the benedictions he desires from the Lord. A wife who performs this ritualistic ceremony will surely receive good fortune, opulent sons, a long living husband, a good reputation, and a good home. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Bengal, even today, if a woman lives for a long time with her husband, she is considered very fortunate. A woman generally desires a good husband, good children, good home, prosperity, opulence, and so on. As recommended in this verse, a woman will receive all this desirable benediction, and a man will also be able to receive all benedictions from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, by performing this particular type of vrata, a man and a woman in Krishna consciousness will be happy in this material world, and because of being Krishna conscious, they will be promoted to the spiritual world. Om Gyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gortushe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. My respectful obeisances to all the assembled devotees, especially to those who are residents of Navadvip Mayapur Dham. I seek your blessings to speak something like a child trying to repeat Srila Prabhupada's words. Please bless me. It's a great fortune to spend a few days in Mayapur Dham to get purified, receive the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every moment here is so precious and so purifying. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Navadvip Dham Mahatmaya that just by coming to this holy place, one receives the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, I have come as a beggar and begging all of the Vaishnavas who are staying here, especially His Grace Chananivas Prabhu, His Grace Pankajangi Prabhu, all the Mahatmas, please give me the shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and taste for the holy name. This particular section which is being discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam is dealing with how a devotee in the Grihastha Ashram can ultimately achieve the supreme perfection of life, which Prabhupada explains in the purport is to be promoted back to the spiritual world. There are so many descriptions of the details of the ceremony performed, but in conclusion, in today's purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining by this, following this vrata or this process, one, the man and the woman, the Grihastha Ashram, will be happy in the material world, and because they are Krishna conscious, they will be promoted to the spiritual world. So one should, as far as possible, try to maintain the body and soul together and live in such a way that at the end of one's life, one gets promoted to the spiritual world. In all ashrams, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in his beautiful song, Grihe Thako, Vane Thako, Sada Hari Bole Dako. Especially in this age of Kali, the essence of all religious principles is to take shelter of the holy name. It doesn't matter what one's varna or ashram is, it doesn't matter what one's economic status is, what one's nationality is, or what one's position, even the society of devotees as far as the hierarchy is concerned. But the most important thing is to come to that state of consciousness where one is always remembering Krishna. Tatatam kirtayantoma. Just a few days back, I was reading one book by Srila Prabhupada. It's basically a compilation of the instructions of Srila Prabhupada on chanting. And this book is entitled Chanting Hare Krishna. Very beautiful book and specially recommended for those who want to go into the depth of the process of chanting. Very valuable instructions which our founder Acharya has given on how one can intensify his love for the holy name. So one professor, Copeland, he was asking this question to Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, this was in Melbourne, Australia, Prabhupada, you are very successful. You have built so many temples and so many communities and followers. So Prabhupada said, that is not my success. And then said, but people say like this. Prabhupada said, yes, people say, but that is not my success. And then so he asked, what will be your success? What is your success? Prabhupada said, my success will be when everybody in the world chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So although from the material point of view also Prabhupada was successful, but he always kept the goal in mind, which is to bring everybody to the shelter of the holy name. In one discussion with Srila Loknath Swami Maharaj, Loknath Maharaj was explaining to Prabhupada that Prabhupada, is it that many devotees, they do some extra japa on Ekadashi? Some devotees chant 25 rounds. Is that what you recommended? So Srila Prabhupada said, no, I did not recommend that. So then Maharaj asked Prabhupada, what is your recommendation for the day of Ekadashi? So Prabhupada said, on Ekadashi, I recommend that one should not stop chanting. And then somebody asked about food. Prabhupada said, if you feel great trouble, then you may drink some water. Of course, it is flexible depending on the body requirements. But the essence is what Prabhupada is giving in his instructions. In another beautiful conversation, one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I want to please you. How can I please you? So Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna uninterruptedly. Try to chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Of course, this mood of constant chanting is only possible if we take the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very seriously. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Shikshashtakam, especially this third verse, Kaviraj Goswami says that one should tie around this verse around the neck, this from the string of the holy name, this particular verse of Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna, Amani Na Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. That one should become more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, give all respects to others and expect none in return. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Once one devotee asked this question to Srila Prabhupada about how to develop these qualities of humility, meekness and tolerance. Srila Prabhupada explains that just by chanting Hare Krishna, automatically these qualities will develop. It appears like a puzzle because for chanting Hare Krishna, one has to be humble, and one becomes humble by chanting Hare Krishna. So what is the solution? So somehow or other, if one begins chanting and takes shelter of the association of the devotees, then in that association, automatically one makes advancement. So two things are very vital for one's spiritual development. That is association of the devotees and to take shelter of the holy name of Krishna. In the mood of a beggar, recently I was attending one lecture by His Holiness Shachinandan Swami Maharaj at the end of the month of Kartik. So he was explaining in his class how one should be in the mood of a beggar. The holy name is revealed to one who is in the mood of a beggar. We are begging for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Bhakti Vinod Thakur also in his songs so vividly describes how one can take shelter of the holy name. He says in this song, Shri Krishna Kirtane Yadi Manasa Tohara Paramayatana Tahe Labhi Adhikara. That if one wants to chant the holy name constantly, then one must endeavor to develop these qualities. Trinadika Hina Nije Mani. To think oneself lower than a blade of grass. Sahishnuta Guna Vriksha Sama Ani. To become more tolerant than a tree. And then he explains very beautifully how one can develop this attitude of respect for all living beings. It is natural for one to respect those who are senior in devotional service and also senior in age. But how can one learn to offer respects to those who are younger or newer in bhakti or those who may not be even in human bodies? So Bhakti Vinod Thakur explains in a very beautiful line. He says, Krishna adhishtane sarve jive jani. Knowing that Krishna is residing in the heart of every living being, one can learn to offer respects to all living beings. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddeshi arjuna tishtati. When one develops that mood that Krishna is in the heart of every living being, then one can offer respects to one and all, knowing that everywhere my Supreme Lord is residing. In the conversation between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramanand Rai, there's a beautiful line. Stavar jangam dekhe, na dekhe tara murti, sarvatra hai ishta deva sphurti. That a pure devotee of the Lord, stavar means that is non-moving, and jangam means moving. When he is moving or non-moving living beings, he sees his Supreme Lord, Radha Madhav, in everyone's heart, in every atom. So this way one can learn to offer respects everywhere. A very beautiful story which is told about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he was himself practicing this particular Siddhanta, so vital for one's practice of Krishna consciousness. He was travelling in a boat and he was performing his pastimes as Nimai Pandit here in Navadvip. And he happened to write something and he was reading to his friend his own writing. And when Lord Chaitanya read his book or his composition, his colleague or the student with him started crying. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, why are you crying? She said that actually I have also written something on the same subject, but what you have written is much better, so now no one will read what I have written. So Nimai Pandit, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just threw his writing in the river Ganga, never to be seen later. Of course, it would be very nice to have the book, but it's even more nicer to have that example of Mahaprabhu. In today's world, there is so much competition, this material world, and oftentimes even in the society of devotees, that tendency may come to try to be superior in even in acts of devotional service. But if we do like this, we are defeating the very purpose for which we have come to this society, to become humble beggars. This material world, everybody wants to be best. I remember I was studying before joining Krishna Consciousness. I was in America, was doing my master's degree after doing my bachelor's year. And just to get admission in the university in USA, one has to be so competitive. You know, I was studying with some students, and although we loved each other, nobody would give his notes to others, you know. There was such humility, you know. And so, anyway, somehow after going there in the United States, I realized what a fool I was to endeavor for material things. There I got more association with devotees, and then I understood that actually real Vidya is to become humble. In the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna gives a list of qualities of knowledge, and the most important one is amanitvam, to be humble. You know? In today's world, it's so much competitive that if this incident were to take place in today's world, two people riding on a boat with each other's writing, they would probably throw the other's book down the river, or maybe throw the other person down, you know. But our philosophy is not to put one's feet on other's head, but to put one's own head at the feet of the Vaishnavas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is an ideal example. We are discussing these duties of the Grihastha Ashram. He is a perfect example of how somebody can have all good qualities and be a pure lover of the holy name in the Grihastha Ashram. You see his songs, you know, Amara Jivana Sada Paparata Nahi Ko Punera Lesha. He says that my whole existence is filled with sins. I do not have any good credits. Parera Udvega Diya Cheyakata. I am causing distress to others. Such genuine feelings of humility. We should always, when we begin our japa in the morning, we should pray to the acharyas, pray to our shiksha gurus and diksha gurus, especially pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Haridas Thakur to give us entrance into the realm of the holy name. The holy name chanting in one sense is so simple, yet because of our conditioning, because of our pride, we cannot heartily or from the core of the heart take shelter of the holy name. So we begin the day by praying to Gurudev, praying to Srila Prabhupada, praying to the six Goswamis, praying to Haridas Thakur. Please, Ohe Vaishnava Thakur, Dayar Sagar, Edase Karuna Kori. O Vaishnava Thakur, please be kind to me. Give me the shelter of the holy name. Ekaki Amara, Nahi Paya Bala, Harinama Sankirtane. Alone I have no ability to chant the holy name. Tumi Kripa, Diya, Deho Krishna Namadhane. That just give me a drop of that faith. You see, faith is very important. I was telling the story of Shachinandan Maharaj, which somehow it could not complete. Shachinandan Maharaj was explaining that the holy name can be chanted in any way, it is always helpful. But to get the perfect result, once you chant with that faith, and that faith is actually a gift of the spiritual master. Actually, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defines progress in Krishna consciousness as different levels of faith. Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari, Shraddha. Shraddha Shabda Vishwas Kahe, Sudrida Nishche, Krishna Bhakti Kaile, Sarva Karma Krita Hai. That we have that faith that just by the executing this process of devotional service, all perfection will be achieved. There is no need for anything else. Shachinandan Maharaj was telling a beautiful allegorical story. He's explaining, actually not allegorical, but a story. It's a story where he's explaining that Lord Shiva and Parvati, they were wandering through Bharatvarsh and they came upon some place and Parvati was asking why people are so much suffering. Here they are taking bath in the Ganga and Ganga is supposed to purify one of all sinful activities. And once one is freed from sins, they should not be suffering. So why are people still suffering? So Lord Shiva explained to Parvati that they are taking bath, but not all with the same type of faith. So Parvati was thinking, no, they all have faith. And Lord Shiva was thinking, they do not have so much faith. So there is a difference of opinion even between Lord Shiva and Parvati. It's not surprising if it happens between common people. So Lord Shiva said, okay, we will test the faith. I will assume the form of a beggar and you become my wife. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was joking. He said, I'll become beggar, you become beggarni. Something like that, you know. So I will go there and I will assume the form of a beggar and I will have some very severe disease in my body. So when people come and ask you what happened to your husband, you can say that he is suffering and they will ask whether they can help. So you can say you can help him to take him to the Ganga to take bath. Because by taking bath in Ganga, he will become purified of all sinful reaction and then become cured. And when they become ready to help, at that time you can mention to them that beware that if you touch my husband because of his sins, you may get sinful reactions also. So as Lord Shiva assumed this form of a beggar, many people saw him suffering and they came and offered help. So Parvati said, yes, you can help me to carry him to the Ganga, help him to take bath and then he'll become purified and then he will be freed. She said, yes, we would like to help. But then she said, but actually if you touch him, you may also become sinful. Said, oh, then maybe somebody else can do it. So Parvati explained that, but doesn't matter, you take, after that you can also take bath and get purified. She said, but no, we are not sure about that. So although they were taking bath daily in Ganga, they were not so much faith. Of course, the holy name is powerful in any way. We read in that pastimes of Haridas Thakur, how Haridas Thakur is explaining that even if somebody jokingly chants, he's talking about Haram, somebody chanting the name Haram, so he's also getting purified. Pure devotee may be saying, hey Ram, and somebody is saying Haram. So the name Ram is purified. But nevertheless, for perfection in chanting, once you chant with faith, with humility and with perfect attention. These things are very nicely explained by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Harinam Chintamani. It's actually a very, it's a conversation between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur. Lord Chaitanya is coming to Haridas Thakur and is asking him questions on chanting. Just like in the bank of the river Godavari, in Kovur, in Andhra Pradesh, there is this place called Kovur where Lord Chaitanya met Ramanand Rai. And there, Lord Chaitanya asks questions to Ramanand Rai. And Ramanand Rai is replying. Interestingly, Ramanand Rai is Arjuna in Krishna Leela, along with Vishakha Sakhi. And Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. So here, Krishna is asking questions and Arjuna is replying. It's a reverse edition of Bhagavad Gita, you know. Where Arjuna is asking, Krishna is asking question. So Lord Chaitanya wants to give credit to his devotees. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking questions to Haridas Thakur. And at the beginning it is so touching, so purifying to read that conversation. In the first few verses, Haridas Thakur, before speaking anything, he just humbles himself. He says, what good is for my speaking will be? I am totally unqualified. I am very sinful. We find such genuine expressions of humility. And then he speaks so wonderfully, being empowered by the Supreme Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And there in that conversation between Haridas Thakur and Lord Chaitanya, which is being written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very beautifully these points are discussed about the 10 offenses and ultimately about, especially he talks at the end about inattention, how one should be so careful not to be inattentive. to be very attentive, because inattention can lead to all other offenses. So I remember last year when Srila Giriraj Maharaj was here, and one devotee asked him this question on chanting. So Giriraj Maharaj was explaining that one has to hear the mantra very carefully, in addition to chanting carefully, because the mantra is most powerful. But any medicine, in order to be effective, has to be taken as per the direction of the physician. Similarly, the chanting of the holy name also, in order to have the perfect effect, has to be taken the way the acharyas have recommended. The mood of a beggar with perfect attention and crying. Like in one conversation, Srila Prabhupada explains that when one is chanting the holy name, one should be remembering this verse of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam visham bhavam bhutam. One should feel that I'm drowning in this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up. Please give me a shelter of the holy name. And in that mood of helplessness, just like when the Brajavasis in Vrindavan, when they were surrounded by the forest fire, they turned towards Krishna. When there was torrents of rainfall caused by Indra, Samartha clouds, they turned towards Krishna. We are also constantly being attacked by the waves of material nature. Once one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, it's very surprising how one of the senior members left the society being influenced by Maya. The Prabhupada said, it is not surprising that who leaves, but surprising who stays. Because the waves of Maya are very powerful. Prabhupada says in one place that even if there is slight inattention, one can become a victim of Maya. So truly speaking, one should every moment be crying out like a beggar, praying to Radharani and praying to Madhav, Radha Madhav and Panchatattva. Please give me the shelter of the holy name. And in that mood one can chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There's one small passage I would like to share at the end about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, since the discussion on the relationship between the husband and the wife, there's a passage in Chaitanya Bhagavat which describes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's marriage and how he was. This was during the scholarly pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As you know, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a scholar, and sometimes he would be very aggressive, especially with Murari Gupta. And Murari Gupta, Lord Chaitanya would come and he would tell him, Murari, what are you studying? What will you do here in this? You should go back to your leaves and vines, because there's nothing about the Sanskrit grammar is something very high. This is not your business, you know. You should go and study about mucus, bile and air, you know, about indigestion. So what will you learn here? Go home, you are a doctor, you are a physician, take care of the sick. So Murari Gupta, still, although he is considered to be an Anisha avatar, he's an avatar of Hanumanji, who is coming from Lord Shiva, but still he was very peaceful. He says, Nimai, why do you think yourself to be so important? I can also answer all your questions. Without even testing me, you are saying, why are you saying like this? Then the Lord started arguing with Murari Gupta. And he would ask questions. And whatever Murari Gupta would reply, Lord Chaitanya would break him into pieces. You know? And when Murari Gupta explained some another way, the Lord would explain another way. So neither the master nor the servant defeated each other. So it's an interesting game. And then Lord Chaitanya was so pleased, he suddenly put his hand on the body of Murari Gupta. And Murari Gupta's body became so happy. He started thinking that this person, Nima, is not an ordinary person. He is not a resident of this material world. I think I should become his student. In all of Navadvip, nobody is intelligent like the great Nimai Pandit. So he went to Vishwambhu, he said, I will become your student. Now, after some time, Lord Chaitanya, he would sometimes prove something, then everybody would say, yes, yes, this is right, And then he would prove that what he had proved right is wrong. And what, then afterwards again he would prove that what he proved wrong is right and what he proved right is wrong. And nobody knew how to deal with him. Sometimes he would be walking down with his students and somebody would come, would be coming in the front towards him, and just by seeing him people would run away. And then Nimai Pandit asked his friends, you know, what happened? Why did they go away? He said, maybe they remembered something, they had some... No, I know why they went away, because they are devotees. They like to hear about Krishna. And I'm always talking about grammar. But someday I will become a great devotee. Even demigods will want my association. Now we come to the marriage pastime. Mother Shachi, she was always thinking, because Jagannath Mishra had left the world and there was nobody else. So she wanted to Nimai to get married. And there was one Brahman in Navadvip whose name was Vallabhacharya. And he was like King Janak, the father of Mother Sita. And he had a daughter who was like Lakshmi Devi personified. He was also thinking about a proper husband for Lakshmi Devi. And one day, as Lakshmi Devi was going to take bath in the Ganga, it so happened that she saw Nimai. And Lord Chaitanya recognized, because their relationship is eternal, so he smiled. And Lakshmi Devi offered obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. Both of them recognized their identities and returned to their homes. And that very same day, by the arrangement of the Lord, a Brahmana, whose name was Vanamali, he came that day to Shachi Mata. He was something like a, you know, like a member of the marriage board or something, you know. Yes, that was his service. So he came to Mother Shachi and said, why do you not make arrangement? Nimai is grown up. It's time for him to get married. And I have a good offer. There is Vallabhacharya. He is saintly. He is faultless. Coming from a very respectable family. And his daughter is just like Lakshmi Devi in beauty, in character and glory. I think that would be a good match. Shachi Mata said, actually, you know, my son is still a boy and his father is not there. Let him grow up a little more. Let him study more and then we will think about it. The Brahman became very disappointed. And as he was going back, on the way he met Lord Gauranga. And he looked disappointed. And Lord said, where are you coming from? He said, I'm coming from your home. He said, what happened? He says, I spoke about your marriage, but I don't know why she did not accept. So Nimai talked for some time with the Brahman and came back home. As soon as he came, he said to his mother, what was wrong in Vallabhacharya's proposal? So Shachi Mata understood that Nimai is happy with this. And immediately she called the Brahman again and she had a talk. He said, please quickly arrange the marriage which you spoke yesterday. The Brahman was so happy, he took the dust of Shachi Mata's feet and he ran and he went to the home of Vallabhacharya. This Brahman's name was Vanamali Acharya. Vanamali Acharya, he said, astrologically, this is an auspicious time for your daughter's marriage. And Jagannath Mishra has a son who is very noble, full of all good qualities. His name is Vishwambhar Nimai. He would be a good match for your daughter. If this idea pleases you, please let me know. Vallabhacharya was so happy. He said, this is a great fortune that my daughter gets a husband like Nimai. If Krishna is pleased with me, if Lakshmi is pleased with me, Parvati is pleased with me, then my daughter would have a son-in-law like this. But I tell you one thing, I am sorry to say, I am embarrassed to say, I have no money. I cannot give any dowry. I will give 5 harataki fruits and that's all. Very economical proposal. That would solve a lot of problems. So he brought the news to Shachi Mata. Shachi Mata was very happy and he said, I will calculate the auspicious moment according to astrology. So an auspicious day, the Adivas ceremony began before the wedding. They called many performers. There was music and singing. The Brahmanas were chanting the mantras. And in the center was the jewel, Dvijamani, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And a fragrant garland was given to him. Vallabhacharya also came. It's a long description, I'm just summarizing. And even the demigods and demigoddesses, they assumed human form just to come and witness the marriage of Lord Gauranga. And finally, at the end of the Adivas, Vallabhacharya brought his daughter Lakshmi Devi, was decorated with many ornaments. Everyone was chanting the name of Lord Hari, 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 Hari. Then Lakshmi Devi did circumambulation of Lord Gauranga for 7 times and offered obeisances. And Lakshmi Devi put a garland at the Lord's lotus feet. In all the directions, everybody were loudly chanting, Jai, Jai, Hari, Hari. Nobody could hear anything else except Hari, 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 Hari. We can do this for every ceremony. Just chant Hari, no more worry, you know. Because the name of Hari is full of all joy. Then all the ceremonies were performed. And that night the Lord stayed in Vallabhacharya's home. And next day he brought his wife Lakshmi Devi to his own home. And as they were coming, they looked so beautiful. Somebody said it. For a long time she must have served Lord Shiva and Parvati. How can a girl possessing only a little good fortune attain a husband like Nimai? I think they are just like Shiva and Parvati. Somebody said they look like Shachi and Indra. Somebody said it's Rati and Kamadev. And one lady said, I think it is Lord Narayan with Lakshmi. Some other lady said, this is just like Sita and Ram. In this way they were all speaking very sweetly. And then they came home. On that day, Lakshmi Devi could smell the fragrance of some lotus flowers. So she was thinking, I know why this fragrance is coming, because this girl is an incarnation of Lakshmi Devi. That is why I see this effulgence and I can smell the fragrance of lotus flowers. I do not know why Lakshmi Devi has come to my daughter in the form of my daughter-in-law. Such a great fortune. I just conclude with their service attitude. It is explained that when Lord Chaitanya was a grihastha, he was a perfect grihastha. He would give anybody anything that they asked. He was so charitable. Once one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada that I am just married, what is my duty? And Prabhupada said, you should cook nice prasad and go out and say, is there anybody hungry? And if there is anybody hungry, you should feed them. If there is something left, then you can take it. So actually in the Vedic culture, a grihastha ashram is also a life of renunciation and service. In all the ashrams, the ultimate goal is to be servant of the servant and to offer everything to the Lord in the deity form and also in the form of the guest. It's explained that one day 10 sannyasis came to Lord Gauranga's home and there was nothing in the home. They came for prasad. Actually the word atithi, atithi technically means one who comes without any notice. You know? Somebody calls and says, I am coming for prasad. That is not atithi, that is tithi. You know? Atithi means just suddenly somebody shows up. And Shachi Mata was shocked. How will I feed 20 sannyasis? And suddenly somebody brought all the nice foodstuffs. The wife of Lord Chaitanya, Lakshmi Devi, cooked the feast. And Lord Chaitanya received the guest and asked how he could serve them. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur concludes this story by saying, Lord Chaitanya gave the instruction for the householder that hospitality to guest is the root of a householder's duty. A householder who is not hospitable to guest is lower than a bird or a beast. A householder who, because of previous bad karma, has no money, if he cannot serve anything, at least he can give some water, some sitting mat, and some sweet words. In the Manu Samhita, it is said like that. A sitting mat, a place to rest, some water, and some sweet words are available in all homes. And by offering this, one pleases the Lord. So thus the Supreme Lord showed that how hospitality is so dear to him. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that these people were not ordinary. The many demigods came in the form of brahmanas just to accept the hospitality of Nimai Pandit. Some people said they must have been Brahma, Shiva, Shukadev, Narada and Vyasa who came in the form of brahmanas to accept hospitality from Lord Gauranga. And someone said the Lord has descended to relieve the sufferings of the conditioned souls. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya honored the guest and set an example of perfect grihastha ashram. We should always keep this mood of Lord Chaitanya, whether we are grihastha, brahmachari or sannyasi, to be servant of the servant, of ultimately of every living being, because the Lord is residing in every living being's heart. And in that mood we can always chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any comments, sir? Any Mr. Prabhu? Blessings, any? Correct. Questions? Yes, Prabhu.
I have a question about some point you made earlier about that we shouldn't compete with each other, we should be humble, something like that. So I don't understand much, but I've heard that Srila Prabhupada, he expanded his mission so much because he stimulated his disciples to compete with each other. No? So on the basis of this competing, they became very productive.
Yeah, and that competition is actually in the mood of service. What I meant was, there should be no competition in the mood of envy. See, sometimes there may be competition, but the ultimate aim is who will play, that Lord Krishna should be pleased. Just like if I distribute 10 books, and you distribute 20, so the total becomes 30. So Krishna is, Prabhupada is happy. But if I think I have done 10, so you should do only 8 or 7, be under my lotus feet, you know. That is what is not good. We should always think that there can be healthy competition with the aim of serving the Lord. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jaya. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jaya.